It's 10:30 and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Sharmin Hassaniani with Irina Bertin and Denise Falzon. In weather, it's 4 degrees and raining outside our East York studios. Now here are the headlines. A Saskatchewan MP apologizes for making anti-gay comments. Senators beat the Leafs 8-2. And an 80s teen queen movie star returns to the spotlight. Now on to our top story. Saskatchewan MP Tom Lekuski apologized to media on Thursday in Ottawa for making anti-gay slurs in a 1991 videotape. The NDP found the video when they moved into the opposition offices in the provincial legislature. They shared the video with the public because they wanted to see Lekuski kicked out of the party caucus. Lekuski says he would do anything to take the comments back. He adds they don't reflect who he really is. He's sorry and ashamed. At the time, he was a general manager of the Saskatchewan Progressive Conservatives. It's still unclear whether or not Lekuski will resign. Two girls were sexually assaulted in Toronto in early March. A man has been charged, but police say there are probably other victims. One of the victims is a 16-year-old girl. She was visiting a library located around Bayview Avenue and Shepherd Avenue East on March 6 at 5 in the afternoon. Police say a man started speaking to her and then sexually assaulted her. A 10-year-old girl was in a nearby bookstore around 5:30 that same day when a man also sexually assaulted her. William Douglas Shorten, 41, was arrested on Wednesday. He's held on 11 charges. A recent report on sexual harassment has people talking. The report claims that girls are being sexually harassed every day at school and are too afraid to come forward. Observer Radio went to a local high school to see what their students had to say. Amanda Huen reports.
Last week, a group of grade 12 students at Sir Oliver Mowat Collegiate weighed in on sexual harassment. They claimed it doesn't happen at their school. They even joked about the issue. Students feel that administration has other things on their mind. Alex, a grade 12 student, says those things seem more important to the principal.
They're more concerned about violence. Like, we get, like, newsletters on violence every 2 weeks.
Yeah. But not sexual violence. They don't
not sexual violence, right. Not sexual harassment or anything.
The group also suggests that not everyone is truly a victim.
How they are anyway. They're
asked before. They're
younger grades are definitely...
Now,
they,
yeah,
definitely. Get racist to them. They
just want us.
In a phone interview, Tom Lazar, principal of Mowat Collegiate, says the school has programs in place to help students and facilitate discussion. Amanda Quinn, Centennial College Radio.
At the NATO summit on Thursday, Prime Minister Stephen Harper said Canada's involvement in Afghanistan is respected and valued by NATO allies. Since Parliament approved extending the mission to 2011, Canada has sent a large number of helicopters and unmanned aerial drones to southern Afghanistan. France has now agreed to send troops to eastern Afghanistan. Harper says he's happy France has decided to commit itself to NATO forces again. Now that's the latest news. Now here's Irina with sports.
Thanks, Sharmin, and hi, everyone. Toronto hockey fans got excited about nothing. The Ottawa Senators beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 8-2 last night. The Senators conceal a playoff spot with at least 1 point tonight when they close the regular season at home to Boston. Ottawa's captain, Daniel Alfredson, left yesterday's game with an upper body injury after a hit from Toronto's Mark Bell. But it was an otherwise terrific night for the Sens. Danny Heatley, Dean McCammon, Cody Bass, and Jason Spezza all scored for Ottawa. Bell and Dominic Moore got Toronto's 2 points. In baseball news, the New York Yankees grabbed a 3-2 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays last night. Joba Chamberlain managed a scoreless inning, and Mariano Rivera got 3 outs for his second save. The Blue Jays play their home opener Friday night with Sean Markham on the mound against Boston's Tim Wakefield. Blue Jays hitter Frank Thomas was ejected by plate umpire Bill Miller for arguing a called third strike to end the fourth. Canadian swimmer Brent Hayden predicts future glory for Canada. After finishing second to Oakville's Colin Russell in the men's 200-meter freestyle, Hayden says the Canadians are ready to win a medal in the men's 4x200-meter relay at the Beijing Games. And he may be right, since Canada has won bronze and silver at the last two Worlds. Although yoga has been practiced for thousands of years, it became a household name only several years ago. Some say it's only a trend glamorized by celebrities and clothing companies, but there are many followers and instructors who have made it a significant part of their everyday lives. Irina Lichuk sits down with one of Toronto's most prominent instructors, Jessica Cummins, who talks about her involvement in the industry.
Just three more rounds like this. So inhale, really expand. Press into the feet, and then as you exhale, really press into that left hand. Tuck the tailbone.
It's at the end.
Lower ribs and hip bones.
I'm talking with Toronto yoga instructor Jessica Commons. She's been an active part of the Toronto yoga community for the past 26 years, and she's not planning on leaving it anytime soon. Commons has taught in the city for the past couple of years at the Toronto Dance Theatre. She also offers corporate classes for office workers who are too busy to attend her regularly scheduled sessions.
I started doing yoga 26 years ago. And do you only teach here or in other places?
I teach here at the Toronto Dance Centre, and I teach at corporate yoga classes. So I go into companies, and I teach private classes as well.
Cummins was initially studying for a marketing degree, but she got a chance to take a yoga class that changed her life. From then on, she realized that this was her calling in life, and she has learned to make yoga practice an everyday ritual. Occasionally, she strengthens her skills and knowledge by attending weekly teacher training courses held in New York with her instructional partner.
I decided to come to yoga. I took a teacher training class just to deepen my practice. I was in marketing. And I decided I liked it, and I guess I was quite, well, seems like I was fairly good at it 6 years down the road, so I stayed with it.
Jessica Cummins offers drop-in classes at the Toronto Dance Theatre 3 times a week, as well as corporate classes for group office workers. Irina Lichak, Centennial College Radio News.
In soccer, Canada clobbered Trinidad and Tobago 6-0 in its opening game of the CONCACAF Women's Soccer Olympic Qualifying Tournament Wednesday night. Canada had full charge of the match from the opening kick, scoring the first goal in the 4th minute. The girls spread the scoring evenly, with 3 goals in each half coming from 6 different players. Canada's next game is against Costa Rica on Sunday. And basketball brings Memphis together. The Memphis Tigers are honoring the 40th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination today. The team read King's bio and his famous speech after practice Wednesday night. Memphis is the town where King's death on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel on April 4, 1968, remains a vivid memory. Thank you, Mr. King. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us. Here is Denise with entertainment.
Thanks, Irene, and hello, everyone. The former movie star Molly Ringwald has returned to the spotlight. The 80s teen queen will be starring in a television series as the mother of a pregnant teenager played by Shailene Woodley. The untitled pilot is expected to air in the fall on ABC Family. Ringwald is now 40 years old and has appeared in numerous Broadway shows as an adult, including Cabaret and Enchanted April. She is mostly remembered for her roles in the classic 80s teen movies The Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, and 16 Candles. The Black Angels will be playing tonight at the Berkeley Church in Toronto. The psychedelic folk rock band from Austin, Texas, will have their performance taped as part of a live concert series called Beautiful Noise. Performances will run until April 7th and will feature the likes of My Morning Jacket, The Donnas, and Stars. The concerts will be aired by Rave HD in the United States and by Sun TV in Canada. The Black Angels are expected to release a new CD in May and will be previewing some of their new material live tonight at the Berkeley Church. Yesterday's cold weather had people bundled in their winter wear and hurrying to get off the streets. But at the corner of Pape and Danforth, one busker toughed out the cold weather to warm the passers-by with a little music. Andrew Serba has his story.
Paul, his guitar, and his amplifier have become a welcome fixture. Paul said that he's played guitar for 40 years and worked in the media most of his life. He didn't want to give his last name or his age, but he did say that he took up busking 3 years ago when he retired. He says it gives him a chance to take his passion to the public. It also supplements his retirement income. He plays for a few hours every day, usually in the evening. When it rains, he moves under a parking garage's overhang. In the winter, he bundles up and braves the cold. He says it's in the summer, though, when most people will stop, listen, and drop him some change.
Well, people love the music, you know, most people. You know. It depends on the weather, too, right? Yeah.
Well, how is it? Do you find you make a little bit more when it's cold? Do people appreciate the effort?
No, they don't. More when it's warm.
More when it's warm?
More when it's warm. People appreciate the warmth and the sounds. You know?
Local students and shoppers pass by him every evening as their day winds to a close. Alex Padiv finds Paul's music a welcome change from the area's panhandlers and the sound of traffic.
I think it's great. I think it's awesome that he's out there in the cold weather and he's still providing a service
because I feel that, you know, whenever you walk by, you still get entertainment, and even if you don't want to pitch a toonie, you still get pleasant music, and it's nice. It adds to the atmosphere of the neighborhood.
While the weather may be less than dependable these days, one thing people in the Danforth can count on is Paul's passion for his music and a little jazz to help brighten their walk home. This is Andrew Serba for Centennial College News.
And that's all for me. Now let's send it back to Sharman for the wrap.
Thanks, Denise. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.